Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Today's main topic, we're going to be talking about something that you're going to probably have to do once maternity leave is over and you kind of got to get back to the real world. And some of you may have to get a job. Some of you may luck out. Maybe you can be a stay-at-home mom. But today we're going to talk about daycare. Kind of, you know, some things that we had to prepare a lot, honestly. As hard as it is for us, where we're in a real rural America, I mean, our town only has a couple thousand. There's not a lot of options for daycare. And to boot, you know, maybe there's somebody where you're like, I don't really want to send my kid there. We don't really have any big centers around our area. So that does limit us a lot. There's a lot of just in-home care at daycares. And the one thing that we knew kind of going into having the kid, and once we decided we wanted to get pregnant, stuff like that, we had to get on lists really early. I mean, there is some daycares where we're at that they're out 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And so you really have to plan ahead, and hopefully you have a spot, because you still might not have a spot even if you're on a list yet. You get a pretty good idea, but we've had instances where you don't have a spot, because once you kind of the rule is once you have a kid in daycare, if you have another kid, they get first priority versus a newer kid coming in. And so you can get bumped back on that list really easy at the same time. But that is probably one of the biggest challenges, is trying to get on that list and trying to plan some of that out, and not, you know, we had to be really, really planned far out and ahead.
Yeah, I feel like it was maybe COVID that just spawned this lack of daycare. I've heard it, you know, shortly after we got married, of there's this daycare is closing and this daycare is closing, and there's not a whole lot opening up in our area. So I knew when we wanted to have a child, I was nervous about being able to find a spot. So we were on list before we were pregnant. I reached out to a lot of daycare providers that I knew, and some of them were ones I didn't know. And I just asked if I could get on their list. And they would all write me down, and they took my phone number, and I said, I'll let you know if we do get pregnant, and then we can go from there. But I work in a different town than where we live in. So we did have a couple options of the town I work in is bigger than the town I live in. So there were more options there. And then there were some that we got on list in the town that we live in. Thankfully, we lucked out. It wasn't until, like, we were pregnant, and it was probably 3 months before we had her, before there was a, yes, I have a spot for you, I'm saving a spot for you. And I told Corey, I called him, and I could have cried. I don't think you knew at that time how big of a deal it was, but I could have cried. I was so excited that we had a spot. It was someone that I had a lot of friends that their children go to that provider. And I felt really good about it. And it was just such a huge relief to know that you have a spot. And there are a lot of people even that I work with that they were afraid that they weren't going to have a spot when they got back from maternity leave, and what were they were going to do. And, you know, I remember telling you, like, I don't want to quit my job. I don't want to have to do that, but I would rather do that. And we really budget our money than sending her to some place that I don't trust. So that was kind of our little backstory. We have a good provider. It's the same provider since then. Carly didn't start with her right after I came back from maternity leave,
because we had to wait. We had a spot, but it was X amount of months out.
Yes. Like, when I went back to work, I wouldn't have had that spot yet. I probably would have had it in June, but we didn't need the daycare over the summer since I'm a teacher. So it just started in August. But yes, we had a spot, but it wasn't until August. So I had about 6 weeks of work left, and my old daycare provider unfortunately retired about 2 or so, 3 years before we had Carly. So I was kind of bummed with that, that we couldn't use her. But she willingly offered to watch her a couple days a week for that 6 weeks before summer. And so we reached out to my mom and your mom, and they both took 1 day a week, and my old daycare provider took her 3 days a week. So we kind of had a hodgepodge a little bit until summer hit, but I think it was fine. I think it was good that she was so little and she didn't have to get thrown right into the germ and all the other kids. It was that person that was watching her was just watching her.
Yeah, I think that the grandmas really liked it. You know, they got to spend a lot of quality time with Carly off and on, even if it was, you know, just 1 day a week. It was, I think they really soaked it in. I think that was a really good opportunity. It might not be like that on the next one, but I really think that really did a lot of good for them as well.
Things that I didn't know about, like you have to prepare yourself in your brain to go back to work and then to leave your whole world with someone else. And it's scary. And, you know, you're the one that's been taking care of them for the last, for me, 9 weeks. And how am I going to, not that I don't trust them, but they're not my baby's mom. They're not me. And how are they going to take care of her and comfort her when they need her and know exactly what that cry is and what they need? So it was hard to kind of process. I knew it was something I needed to do. I wanted to go back to work, but it's different once you go back to work and your priorities change. So things that my old provider had kind of helped me to best transition myself and Carly to her for those 3 days a week, because, you know, obviously Carly saw her grandmas more than the other providers. So I went to her house a couple times, maybe once or twice, and she came to my house to visit Carly over maternity leave. And she had said, when I go and I drop her off, to bring a shirt that I had recently worn that wasn't washed. And at first I'm like, what are you saying? Like, that's weird. But she's like, it smells like you. And when she's crying and when she's fussy, you can lay that, I can hold her and I can have your shirt right up against her. And it's just that little security piece for her. So I made sure to do that. But then we also had to bring more things to that daycare than we would have like now with an actual provider. So I brought, you know, obviously I brought milk. I brought bottles and pacifiers, a blanket. The grandmas both had pack and place. Other provider had a bassinet, but, you know, change of clothes, diapers, wipes. I'm trying to think of what else I would have brought.
Yeah, it was a load. I mean, it was multiple bags. I remember taking them to the houses where you're packing everything with them, toys, stuff, all that mm-hmm. sort of stuff that you need. So that is one different part we did there, where a provider would have majority of that stuff.
Yeah. A swing, a bouncer, just the things to kind of help them through the day. So I got to go see Carly most days for that first little chunk of 6 weeks. And I would go over my lunch or plan and I would go and nurse her. And so that really helped transition me and her, because that was helping me at work. Okay, I can make it till 12:30. At 12:30, I'll get to go see her. So I would go there, nurse her, see her, snuggle her, and then leave. And that was just one less time I'd have to pump too. But that helped me. I remember looking at pictures, and they did a good job of sending me pictures, even if it was at lunch or in a transition time for me, just to look at that picture, know that she's doing well, was huge. I hope that your providers, you know, just would send those pictures at the beginning of the time. It just puts you at ease a little bit. I know you didn't really get them, but I would send them to you.
Yeah, it takes your mind off of work for just a split second. You know, if it's over lunch or whenever, you glance at it for 10 seconds, you smile to yourself and like, oh, what a cutie. And it gives you something to look towards when you're off work.
So that helped the transition, getting to go and see her. And obviously I'd pick her up as soon as I could. As soon as my contract time was up, I left and I'd go get her. And, you know, after you have a kid, your priorities change at work. I think I had mentioned at another episode that my first day back at work, I didn't have a single lesson plan. I was just present and I was there and I was giving myself grace knowing that it's okay. We're going to get back into the swing of the things. So yeah, your priorities change at work. You have a different mentality. Like, yes, work is important. Yes, I care about my job and I care about what I do, but my daughter and her needs are more important. I did my job. I felt like I was giving myself grace, doing what I needed to do as I'm in that balance. But yeah, as soon as I could leave, I was out of there.
Yeah, your priorities change just in overall. Once you have a kid, it's doctor's appointments, daycare's off, all that stuff. And kind of how we viewed it is you may only get one shot at it, so we're going to spend the time when we can. And if it's PTO or sick time or whatever that is, don't be afraid to take it. Work will always be there, but you know, your kid's going to grow up too. So enjoy it at each stage.
So then summer hit and we transitioned again to being at home and I loved it. But then the big transition to actual daycare in August was coming. Carly was right about 6 months old and I did go visit the provider two times with Carly. I mean, maybe 30-minute visits, not too long. But just so she could familiarize herself with the house, I could. Our provider has a daycare house. It's not her own house. She has it, but it's strictly for daycare. So we went there a couple times and I filled out all the paperwork that I needed to fill out, all that stuff. And I did bring a shirt with me again on her first day. She was taking breast milk. So I brought that. I brought her a pacifier, some extra changes of clothes, diapers and wipes. And that was kind of about it. You know, she had all the other things that she was going to need. And I always told her, if you need anything, let me know and I'll be happy to provide it for her. So that first day at daycare, it was hard. I had in service and I knew I wasn't going to, well, I did go see her to check in on her, but this was like the start of real daycare. You know, you hope that she does well. You hope that she takes her milk and she sleeps and she's doing all the things that she did at home. And I will just tell you, she refused all the bottles that day. And she slept, but it was not very much. And even when I came over lunch to visit her, like she refused the bottle. She wouldn't even nurse. And I felt just so bad thinking, oh my gosh, is it going to be like this every time? Like she needs to eat, she needs to sleep. How's this going to work? And it got better. So the next day she did take some, I think her sleep got a little bit better and then each day got better. So it gets easier. One of my coworkers did say, you know, dropping them off, leaving them there. She's like, it gets easier and it'll be okay.
Yeah. She was definitely overstimulated. She was really tired, which yeah, when you don't sleep, she's going to be tired too. But even now on daycare, you know, we've gone to a full week back since you've started up school. And you can tell once you get towards the end of that week, she's just not acclimated to it enough. And she's tired. She runs around. She's playing with friends. But yeah, that early one, we were worried, but we weren't that worried, I would say. It was just more like, wish it was an easier transition. And It was good looking back on it. It wasn't a bad transition at all. It's just something to kind of expect something of that. I mean, you're kind of changing up their world a little bit. You're changing their routine in a big way. And so it is going to mess with them just a little bit. I would say after that first week, she was probably almost within that first week, she was about back on track.
She was.
Probably after the first 3-4 days.
And I forgot to mention that her first day there was also all the other kids' first day, and they hadn't seen each other all summer, so they were excited. So I'm sure it was loud. I'm sure it was chaotic, and she did okay. I mean, I think the first day was probably the worst, and then the next day was okay, and then we had a few days off, and after that first week, for sure, she was back to normal.
Yeah, and I think it was within that first month of her starting is when you went and took her there for a day or two. It was within that 2 or 3 weeks of her starting it. So it's not like we did it 2 or 3 months before. We did it pretty close leading up to it.
Our daycare, thankfully, opens up around 7:20 or so, and I have to be at work at 7:35, so I drop her off, and then they close at 4:30. I know that everyone's times are different, centers are different. Our daycare provider's schedule works really well with us. Now, if you need to drop her off or if you need to pick her up, if you know, you'll be able to come and pick her up if I have a meeting after school or something like that. As long as you know ahead of time, you can do it.
Yeah, the daycare really tailors more towards the school, kind of around the school time frame, far as breaks and stuff like that. Now, she takes some days off, and that's fine. You know, she's got things to do too. So once in a while, yeah, you either have to get the grandparents scheduled, or we need to schedule, hey, we're going to take this day off because we don't have any daycare. But for the most part, it is tailored really well. There's a lot of teachers that have their kids go there, and so I think it's easy for the teachers to do that at the daycare we go to.
It is. Any of the in-services that there isn't school, but I still have to be there, she's open. Last year, really any of the days that she was just closed, either one of the grandparents watched her. Now, when Carly was sick herself, we did that. I don't feel like I should send her to someone else when she just wants to be comforted.
Yeah, and our daycare hasn't been a real stickler on, you know, talking about sickness and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I mean, if she has a little 100-degree fever, it's not like, oh, hey, got to come get your kid. It's like, hey, this is something you need to watch. She's a little warm. She's feeling a little warm. And if she had a fever, we didn't send her. We weren't one of those parents where it's like, oh, give them a little Tylenol and hopefully they'll get through the day. We didn't. We stayed home. We made sure that she was good to go.
She did know that with her teething, she was a little bit warmer. So, yeah, she wasn't too like, oh, you're at 100 point, whatever, go home. If we knew it was teething, she was fine with that. And I left her Tylenol and I said, you are more than welcome to give her some Tylenol if you feel she needs it. Just let me know what time you gave it to her so I don't, you know, overdose her with it. But she's so easy to work with. And she loves her like she's her own. And that just means so much to both of us to know that she's excited to go and she's happy when we pull up and she gets out and she'll go right to her and they know that they eat breakfast first thing. So now when we just transitioned her last week, she was eat. I guess you get to go eat, you know, your routine, and she'll wave at me and say bye. And it makes you feel better. Like she likes being here. She's doing well. And sometimes she doesn't want to leave right away. So she has good friends and she's such a social butterfly in general. So she thrives at daycare.
Yeah. And you know, as they get older, the transitions become a lot easier. Like we mentioned before, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was her first week back at daycare. And yeah, she was tired, but she played. She liked her friends. You know, once in a while when we were running around during the summer, we'd see one of her friends and she liked him. She'd wave at him. She got a cousin or two going there as well. So they got to see each other off and on. And definitely it gets a little easier with that transition time of, you know, we're not as worried this year for sure.
No, this was so easy to transition her.
Yeah. And another thing to bring up is, you know, she's going to eat different at daycare. She's going to sleep different at daycare. She even plays different at daycare. And those aren't bad things. She's just in a different setting. She's with different people. And she does some of those things differently than what she does at home. There's things that our daycare provider can have her do that we can't. She would never drink milk for us, period, out of anything. And she would drink at daycare. Just an example. Weird stuff like that. Don't know why. It is what it is. Not a big deal. But she learns a lot at daycare at the same time. You know, there's older kids that she looks at. You know, she's to the stage right now where she is watching people and seeing what they're doing, how they're talking and all that stuff. And she brings stuff home all the time where she'll say something. It's like, where'd you learn that word at? How did you know how to say that word? How did you know what this means? Those types of deals that it is really good. I'm glad she is going to daycare.
Yeah. I like to call myself a part-time stay-at-home mom, you know, just with the breaks that we have from school. I don't know if I could be a full stay-at-home mom. And if you are, that's amazing. That's awesome. Power to you, because I know how much work it is. But there's some pros to going to daycare. You know, she's an only child right now, so she gets all that socialization at daycare, playing with all the kids, learning all the different things. Right now, she's getting a little defensive with some of her toys. And if someone comes and takes something from her, having to deal with that, which at home she doesn't have to deal with. So it's good for her to practice that. You know, there is the immunity piece too, where yes, she does get sick, but she's exposed to a lot more things. So hopefully she doesn't get as sick as she could. She's just so social. We went to a library program this summer, and not all the kiddos, but some kiddos there do have parents that stay at home. And you could almost tell a little bit. And maybe it's just my daughter and their kids are a little bit more shy, but she's running around like there's no stranger. She's in everybody's face wanting to play. And some of the other kiddos are just a little bit more reserved. So it was really good for me to see that this summer of like, okay, daycare is a good thing. She's learning so much there. And I definitely cherish the time at home. Then at summer, you know, you'd see her all the time. But now that we're back to our work life schedule, you definitely cherish the time once you go and pick them up, and you're excited to see them. They're excited to see you, and it's good for her. Do I want to go to work? No, but who does? So she likes it and she's learning. Well, that's all we have for you today.
Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.